Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 29th, 2008. Today's message is titled, Living in the Light. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy each weekday morning to prepare these messages, even though it's not a bright, cheery day outside. The daily scripture text is John 8, verse 12.
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Well, today the skies are overcast and rain is gently falling to the earth here in south central Pennsylvania as we prepare today's message. As we look through our large home office window, we're reminded that the rain is an indication of God's provisions for our daily needs. There's a peace in our heart and order in our home. And for all of these blessings, we give thanks to our faithful God.
But we merely click on an online news source or turn on TV news show, and we're barraged by scenes of turmoil from every region of the globe. There's no shortage of evidence that it's a dark world out there.
Well, if you don't discern this spiritual darkness, you're probably not spending enough time in the light of God's Word. You see, just as our physical eyes can adjust to a dark setting and then are pained by a sudden bright light, so our spiritual eyes can grow comfortable in the darkness. After prolonged exposure to darkness, the light, which we know is good, can actually be painful. You probably know people who are living in darkness, but they don't even know it. They are so used to the darkness that any reference to the light or Christ is very irritating to them. This is the challenge we have in witnessing to our unsaved friends and family.
The Gospel of John has seven I am statements. The phrase I am refers to the time that God revealed his name to Moses, way back in Exodus 3. From the significant ways that Jesus used the I am phrase, we understand that he is essentially saying, I am the full revelation of God. That is why the scriptures say that if a person rejects Christ, he also rejects God.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. This is the second of his seven I am statements. This one reveals Christ as the illuminator, the one who brings the energy of light into our sin-darkened world. In the introduction of John, Jesus is described as the true light that gives light to every man. The true light stands in contrast to the many false sources of spiritual light. Only Christ is the true light.
Jesus directs the second part of the verse to his listeners and applies his spiritual truth to all of his followers. Listen carefully. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
The simple stipulation Christ gives for staying in the light is directed to, quote, whoever follows me, end quote. The Greek indicates that this is a present tense, meaning that we must have an ongoing, active relationship with Christ.
The wonderful promise is that we who follow Christ will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
The Bible instructs us to walk in the light. In 1 John 1, verse 7, we read, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Today, as we walk in the light, we will dispel the depressing darkness of sin. It will not penetrate our hearts when the light of God's Word is hidden within, shining forth the brilliance of his glory.
Let's pray together. Father, we choose to follow you all the days of our life. We find great assurance as we're reminded that we will not be engulfed by the surrounding evil, but instead, your light will guide us to eternal blessing. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, holding on to your promises as we continue to build a solid foundation through your holy word. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray to you today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And thank you, podcast listener, for joining us today. Once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement, and it's our goal to encourage others. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have several photos up on the site that you may find interesting and graphics, but also we have some music that we feel supports the message today. One is a wonderful, more recently written song known as Here I Am to Worship that begins with Light of the World. But also we've included one that I smile as I listen to and you may want to sing along. A real local church-type version of the great old children's song, but good for all ages, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Well, have a blessed day today and continue to walk in the light.